Good evening, and thank you for joining the Salvation Army tonight for our live town hall donor conference call. I'm so glad that you've taken this time to join us. My name is Major Terry Israel. I presently serve at the territorial headquarters of the Salvation Army in Atlanta, Georgia. I'm privileged to be your host tonight. To respect everyone's commitment of time, we will try to keep this call to no more than 30 minutes tonight. We certainly hope that will be most informative to you and well worth the time that you spend with us. This evening, we're very excited to have our Territorial Chief Secretary, Colonel Ralph Buckowitz. He, along with our territorial commanders, oversee the work of the Salvation Army in the Southern Territory, which makes up the 15 southern states and the District of Columbia. Tonight, you'll be hearing from Mr. Ronald Skee about an exciting initiative of the Salvation Army. We all know that in just a few days, we'll be celebrating Mother's Day, and we have a special guest, an exceptional mother, who will be a blessing to us tonight as she shares something of her experience. We're grateful tonight to our partners at One and All for sponsoring this call at no cost to the Salvation Army. We're privileged to have two of their representatives with us, Stephen Wheeler and Ashley Delamar from One and All. We thank you. Most importantly, we are grateful to each of you on this call for joining us and allowing us the time to bring you information about the Salvation Army. Colonel Buckowitz will be taking your questions live during the call this evening. To ask a question, you can submit by pressing zero on your telephone keypad at any time during the program. You'll be connected to submit your question, and after you do so, you'll be able to listen in to the program as you wait for your question to be answered. Before Ron Skeet speaks to us, we want to ask a favor of you to share with us your opinion of an issue that is important to us. Please share with us the primary motivation that goes into your support to the Salvation Army. Press 1 if you give primarily for the purpose of tax benefits. If you support the Salvation Army because of the impact of our services upon the lives of people in your community, press 2. Press 3 if you support us because you personally align with the spiritual motivation of our mission and our aspect of service. Again, it's helpful for us to come to an understanding of what motivates you in your giving. Press 1 if that primary motivation is for the purpose of tax benefits. Press 2 if you support the Salvation Army because of the impact of our services upon the lives of people in your community. And press 3 if your primary motivation is to support us because you personally align with the spiritual motivation of our mission and the aspect of our services. Those of you on the line tonight are some of our most loyal financial partners, and we want to give you an exclusive opportunity to hear firsthand from our speakers and also to ask your questions. Again, as a reminder to you, we're looking forward to those questions. At any time during the program, all you need to do is press zero on your keypad to submit your question to be answered later in the program. I'm now excited to introduce to you Ronald Skeet, who is the Territorial Director of our Pathway of Hope program. We've asked Ron to give us a brief overview of this life-changing initiative. Ron, welcome to our call tonight.
Thanks, Major Israel. And a hearty thank you to everyone making the time to be here with us tonight. You're in for a treat. Pathway of Hope is the Salvation Army's National Poverty Alleviation Initiative. The goal is to break the cycle of crisis and intergenerational poverty. Pathway of Hope helps us to truly do the most good by focusing our resources where we have the best opportunity to make the biggest impact, families. We meet our families in times of immense crisis, and in many cases, they have nowhere else to turn for help. Pathway of Hope specifically targets families with minor children, and we work with them to provide the skills and supports necessary for them to achieve sufficiency. I almost forgot. There's one more important requirement for Pathway of Hope. The family must be ready to do the work. Once they are willing, we support them along their journey to achieve sufficiency. So technically, we do call it sufficiency, and we see sufficiency increase in income, housing stability, food security, and even spirituality. But in reality, what we're really doing is helping a family position themselves to be in a place where they can thrive. Pathway of Hope helps the Salvation Army move from transactional to transformational. But don't take my word for it. You'll hear it from one of our great families in just a bit.
Ron, thank you so much. Several have joined us as Ron was speaking. We want to welcome you and thank you for taking the time to be with us this evening. Again, my name is Major Terry Israel, and I'm your host tonight. Now, several of you have submitted your questions. We want to thank you for that. If you haven't submitted a question yet, now would be a great time to press zero and do so. Colonel Buckowitz is with us, and we've asked him to respond to those submitting questions. Colonel, let's take one of those questions, please.
Well, we have a question from outside of Atlanta that says, how did the Salvation Army come up with the Pathway of Hope program? Now, the Salvation Army, as you would know, has been serving human needs for well over a century, and we've been doing that in a variety of ways. However, we're finding a lot of the challenges that many of the families that approach us encounter are the inability to simply overcome the obstacles that keep them in poverty. So what we want to do is to simply come alongside of them and create a partnership and to reach out through our network of services and programs to be able to find that we will build together that foundation that will be strong and sustainable to help them get from dependence into independence. So there were a number of individuals who came together and said, how can we best affect and impact the next generation? And that's how Pathway of Hope actually came to be.
Thank you, Colonel. I think we have a bit of time for a second question if we want to take that now. Someone's asking about the percentage of individuals that are graduating from the program. Ron, could you give us some idea of that as the program director?
Oh, sure. Absolutely. So since we started this, we've seen tons of success. So right now, we see one out of every three families that leave Pathway of Hope leave us successfully with increased income, housing stability, food security, and more. And what we've also seen is regardless of whether they make it or are able to stay with us long enough for what we call a successful completion, we've seen income increases of $6,082, so over $6,000 for families that we've been working with.
Great. Thank you so much. Early in the call, Ron spoke to us about the Pathway of Hope program, a very powerful initiative that is indeed changing lives. And tonight, we're privileged to have with us someone who has participated in and benefited from the Pathway of Hope program. Colonel Buckowitz has gotten to know her. They've agreed to share some time on tonight's call. Colonel.
It's my pleasure. And again, good evening, everyone who has joined us. Thank you so much for taking your time. You're in for a treat. I've been able to meet Delcy and talk with her and learn her stories. It's one thing for us to be able to share what we within the Salvation Army are doing because we do want to be accountable to those who provide financial support. But I'm telling you, there's nothing quite like hearing it directly from a life that's been transformed. So, Delcy, we are glad that you're on the phone with us tonight.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm glad to be here.
Delcy, tell us a little bit, how did you first meet the Salvation Army?
Well, I originally moved from Memphis to Florida to pursue my education, and the residence that I acquired at the time, it wasn't legit, so I had to find something or go back home. And I chose to keep going forward. And I came upon the Salvation Army, and they welcomed me with open arms from the moment I spoke with them on the phone.
Now, I know that you didn't go on this journey by yourself. You have three beautiful children. Tell us a little bit about them.
Well, Melanie is my oldest. She's 11, and she's just the average preteen. She's into her books and studies. She's always on top of her responsibilities. She's a good girl. My son, Melvin, is 9. He's just a boy. He goes and plays his games. He likes to play with his friends. He's smart in school. And he's overall a good kid. My last is Malia. She's 8. and she is my rock star child. She likes all the hardcore things. She runs behind her brother 24/7. And they're just overall good kids.
Well, you know, there's nothing quite expected like the crisis that you face when homelessness is looking right at you.
In the face.
How did that affect you? How did it affect your children?
For me, I literally had no one here that I could call on and, you know, say, hey, can you help me? So that was a big toll on just me trying to figure things out with my kids. The look in their face, they stayed strong because they didn't know what was going on, but they could sense something was wrong, and they just looked at me like, Mama, you got this. Whatever it is, you have this. So I continue to just keep looking, and salvation literally dropped in my lap. And I'm glad I made that call.
So, Delcy, when you went to the Salvation Army and they said, come on in, what happened after that point?
After that, the director handed me paperwork. I really didn't know what was going on at the moment. But she started handing me paperwork, and she said, I'm going to enroll you into a program, and you're going to meet with the counselor. She's off, but you'll meet with her Monday. So I'm thinking, Monday, okay, there's plans to, you know, help me. And because I believe it was like maybe a Friday or Saturday, going on the weekend. And she just helped me to get enrolled into the program. I gave her my information. They helped me get the kids enrolled into the nearest school so that I can try to look for employment and, you know, just get things going. I'm just grateful.
So part of the training program that the Salvation Army got you involved with also equipped you with some job skills and some education. Is that right?
Yes, that is right. I was introduced to the STEPS program through Intranet Crowd. And from the moment that I joined the STEPS program, I wasn't too enthused because I was thinking, I'm hard-headed. I like to do things on my own. But Intranet Crowd said, look, I think you need to take this path. So I enrolled into the STEP program and took the six-week course, and before 6 weeks, I had a job at a law firm, and it was the best thing that I could have experienced.
That is really encouraging to hear. So tell us what you're doing right now, Delcy.
At the current moment, I'm still employed. I have my own residence, or we have our own residence, and we now have transportation. I've recently graduated from Valencia as a medical assistant, so I'm excited to get into the field of medical assisting and health. And I'm just taking things every day, day by day. But I don't.
That really isn't inspiring.
I don't believe I would.
Let me ask you.
Far without salvation.
How has this experience helped your spiritual life, Delcy?
It has helped me to become closer to God. I have to trust Him more. I have to trust Him more. Just my faith is stronger. And I teach that to my kids.
Delcy, again, you're an inspiration to us. And we recognize the fact that even though we may have been able to connect you with a lot of different programs or resources and training, we also acknowledge the fact that this took some hard work and commitment on your part. So I just want to affirm you. I want to encourage you to keep going. Your success can inspire so many other people. And it really becomes the partnership between the Salvation Army and those who turn to us. Those that may not have hope in the moment suddenly find themselves truly on a pathway that leads them to brighter hope every day. And it's all because of your commitment as well. So, Delcy, again, thank you for being a part of this conversation. Thank you for just giving us a glimpse into the experience of your life. God bless you. Thank you again. And please give our love and our support to your children.
I will, most definitely. I will. Thank you, Colonel.
And thank you, Delcy, for being with us. Thank you for being so open tonight. Certainly, we take a moment to commend you and say thank you and commend you for all you've done for yourself and your family as well. And we pray God's blessing upon you. To our callers tonight, again, as a reminder, we look forward to answering your questions at any time during the program. All you need to do is press zero on your telephone keypad to submit your question. We're going to be answering a few more of those in just a moment. Earlier, we asked for your opinion on a question important to us. We'd like to request your help once again. Would you please share with us the foremost impression you have after initially hearing about the Pathway of Hope? Press 1 if you think it is best for the Salvation Army to perhaps move some funding from traditional programs to support Pathway of Hope because of its effectiveness. Press 2 if you feel that as excellent as Pathway of Hope is, you think it would be best if we continue to prioritize our existing emergency assistance programs. Or press 3 if, as a donor, you plan or will be inclined to increase your giving so the Salvation Army can continue the traditional assistance while also advancing the Pathway of Hope initiative. Again, it helps us to know something of what your desire would be as a donor and what you think. So please press 1 if you think it best for the Army to move funding from traditional programs to support Pathway of Hope because of its effectiveness. 2, if you feel that as excellent as the program is, it would be best if we continue to prioritize the existing emergency assistance programs. Or press 3 if, as a donor, you plan or will be inclined to increase your giving so the Salvation Army can continue traditional assistance and also advance our Pathway of Hope initiative. We look forward to hearing from Stephen Wheeler in just a moment, but first, more of our listeners are ready to ask a question. We hope to bring Philip Shannon in, has a wonderful question about education. Well, let's try to bring him into the call, and Philip, if we can get you, we'd love to hear your question. Philip, are you there?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, we can. Please share with us the question that you'd like to. Yes, please share with us your question.
I'm wondering about people that cannot go into the program that the lady just described, is if the Salvation Army provide basic budgetary education and how to balance your budget or how to best spend their money.
Good. Thank you very much. A very good question. We'll ask Ron Skeet to take a moment and try to respond to that.
Oh, sure. That is a very important foundational piece in the work for Pathway of Hope and also beyond. For Pathway of Hope families, we actually have teams being trained across the territory now in financial social work. They're being certified as we speak, with the basic goal, it's been accredited by the National Association of Social Workers, because what we know is when we're connecting them, you may have heard me speak about the income gains before, we want to make sure that they can maximize those gains and use those resources well.
Thank you, Ron. Thank you, Philip, for joining us. We appreciate your interest and support of the Salvation Army and certainly your care for all of our program participants, and an excellent question indeed. Thank you each and every one for responding to our questions. For more than 80 years, One and All has partnered with the Salvation Army, and we're grateful to them for sponsoring tonight's call at no cost to the Salvation Army. We're very pleased to have with us Stephen Wheeler, who's the Vice President of Client Strategy and Success. He's here. We're appreciative of your support tonight, Stephen. We just want to ask if you could take a moment and share anything and something of the value that you find in partnering with the Salvation Army.
Major, thank you so much for allowing us to join you this evening. For those who may not know us, One and All is a performance marketing agency that partners exclusively with social good organizations. For 80 years, we have been deeply committed to the Salvation Army's mission and ministry work of meeting human needs without discrimination. We're so proud to be a tried and true fundraising partner of yours, and we hope you share these stories tonight and receive vital polling feedback from your supporters and other mission partners. We stand beside you in our ongoing fundraising endeavors to help raise awareness of this great work and to create opportunities for those in our communities to understand just how easy it is for them to play a role in changing lives also. It's stories like this evening's that motivate and inspire the work of One and All. The Salvation Army's authentic love for people is a dream come true for so many who are living on just a hope and a prayer. And we are your dedicated partner telling that story and helping you connect those with resources to those living on just a prayer. Thank you so much for creating for us, again, an opportunity to support your great work. And thank you for creating for those in need a pathway of hope. It's our honor to be your partner tonight.
Thank you, Stephen. We so much appreciate your presence in making this call possible. We have another individual who has a question we're going to try to bring into the call. His name is Terry. An excellent name indeed. Let's see if indeed we can bring you in. Terry, you were asking us about ways in which someone can assist. Terry, are you there?
Yes, I am. Yeah, so my question had to do with, you know, maybe another program or another way of approaching this, and that I was asking the question, is there a way for donors to, in effect, sponsor specific family or families in need, and, you know, being able to learn a little bit more about the situation or the, you know, the distress that family or families are in. And I think that if there was a mechanism for donors to in effect sponsor families, that it would be a powerful incentive, because hearing the stories like we did tonight about, you know, people in need and how the donations that you make make a difference to them, a significant difference to them, and seeing them or hearing about them making progress over a period of time is a powerful incentive. You know, for a donor who makes a sizable contribution, you know, we know it goes to the Salvation Army, and we know that the Salvation Army is doing good things, but there's no, you know, connection, if you will, between to any individual families.
Good. Thank you very much. I'm going to ask Colonel Buckowitz if he'll respond to that, please.
Yeah. First of all, Terry, that's an excellent question. And even in your comment and statement, you helped answer the reasons behind being able to sponsor a family. And a quick answer to you is, first of all, yes, absolutely, there are mechanisms whereby we can match donors or individuals who want to help sponsor a family or their children with those in need. What we always want to do is be careful and mindful of what the family is going through. Sometimes the family would choose to remain anonymous. They're unfortunately dealing with some personal crises, and as a result of that would prefer to remain either anonymous or even working through issues of guilt or shame that result from some of their conditions. But there will be others who will either be open or willing to participate, and the Salvation Army becomes an intermediary between those who are in need and those who can sponsor. We've seen great success, not just at Christmas time, but year-round as well. And I think probably the best way to help that occur is to contact your local Salvation Army and to be able to say, what can I do to make a difference in the life of one of your families that you're working with here?
Good. Thank you, Colonel. We have one other question. I don't think we're going to be able to bring the caller in, but the question is from Sierra McCoy, and she is asking, Ron, where is the program offered? Is it offered in every Salvation Army command? And if not, how can folks find the program both to participate in it and certainly to support it?
Great. So Pathway of Hope is offered across the Southern Territory. So pretty much about 90% of our units in the Southern Territory are trained to implement. Some of the challenges are developing resources to implement at a local location. But if you give a call to your local core, you can ask them about Pathway of Hope, and they will definitely get you engaged to support getting them started if they haven't started yet, and continuing to support great families if they've already started.
Good. Thank you very much. Appreciate each of your questions. Regrettably, we can't get to all of those. While they're important to us, we have limitations on time, which we're certain that you understand. Again, thank you to each of us, from each of us to you for joining. And we want to ask you one final question for informational purposes. As you consider your choices about which organizations to support, would you share with us where you include the Salvation Army in your giving? Press 1 if the Salvation Army is one of your top two priorities. Press 2 if you support the Salvation Army consistently with other interests with which we align. Press 3 if you support the Salvation Army more on an event-based, seasonal, or occasional basis. Again, it helps us to understand where we stand in as you align your support of organizations throughout your personal giving. Press 1 if the Salvation Army is one of your top two priorities. Press 2 if you support the Salvation Army consistently with other interests with which we align. And press 3 if your support of the Salvation Army is more event-based, seasonal, or occasional in nature. You can always support the Salvation Army by going to salvationarmysouth.org and finding locations for service and support. 1-800-SAL-ARMY is an excellent way to provide support, as well as the ways in which we're regularly in touch with you, informing you and giving you information and making requests of and for the Salvation Army. Again, I want to thank everyone who submitted the question tonight and for the time that you have given to this important issue for us, and we trust important to you as our donors. Thank you again for your time this evening. We leave you with the words of the Apostle Paul at the close of his letter to the Thessalonians. Now may the Lord of peace himself give you peace at all times and in every way. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all.